One on the radio, since a 6 o'clock blitz.
I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm gonna make sure.
Supreme Freedom, aka Hard Body Dreams. All right.
Yeah, that's me, baby. GB. They call me Guilty Black, brilliance illuminating another conscious knowledge.
Yo, and it's me, Digi, over here. Just chilling in the police.
Goodness. Yo, you know what time it is, man. We in the place to be, man. And you was just tuning in to Earth Riot. Can we get a Earth-a-luia?
Earth-a-luia.
Can we get a Earth-a-luia?
Earth-a-luia.
Oh, man. My man was beatboxing on his show right there at the end of it.
He's just busting the little cut of the break and stuff.
Right?
You know? It was nice.
It is, man. It's a beautiful day, man. Victory of law now. Vancouver, stand up, baby. What's the science? How's everybody doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Man, I'm living all wise and civilized, baby, according to the law of supreme mathematics, man. Grateful to be here, you know what I mean?
What's the two represent today, brother?
The two represents the wisdom, man, to wise the dome, or to what? Wise the dumb. See, dumb doesn't always have to mean the mental, because by definition, dumb also means to not be able to speak. So if the words that you ain't speaking ain't elevating somebody, then it might be a little dumb.
Keep your mouth shut.
Do the knowledge and listen. That way you can gain the knowledge to speak wisely. And it's as simple as that, man. You know? It's very simple, man. Think before you act, because wisdom is the action, right? So just think before you act. Think before you speak. You know, look both ways. Wear a condom. All that good stuff. look both ways before you cross the street. You know what I mean? Wear a condom. You know what I mean? Wrap it up, man. You know what I mean? Unless you're willing to have that. You know what I mean?
Or abstain.
Or what?
Abstain.
Or abstain, man. Abstinence, baby. Abstinence. Discipline. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, hey.
Well, that's what you're trying to stop, right? I'm trying to stop the interaction between man and woman, and you know, you guys could have the different variations as you choose. But I'm just saying they're trying to stop that one point, you know? It's called climax. They're trying to break that from the human spirit, and it's a sad thing, you know.
You know, many different spiritual teachers talk about, you know, sex energy being one of the most powerful energies on the planet, man.
Oh, has
in the
to
universe,
be.
You know?
Has to be, man. People kill over it. People steal over it. People wish over it, you know?
Did you say sex?
Yeah.
Oh.
When you are about to orgasm, I don't know if y'all know the science behind sigils, right? But sigils are there's a science to sigils, but, you know, they're often used in magic. And are people who are practicing magicians, I should say, right? Because magic is something that was termed or coined, maybe negative or demonic, because people didn't understand the science of it. But when we look at the word, when we look at sigils are like symbols, right? And, you know, the world is pretty much controlled by signs and symbols, right? So if you, for example, have a sigil, you create your own sigil, what you would do is like, okay, so say I wanted to experience something, and you would write the sigil, you would write out what it is, and then you cross out the vowels, and then you take the remaining words, and you cut, or the, pardon self, take out the remaining letters, and then you cross out the letters that are doubled in it, and then you you formulate your own symbol with those letters. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so when you formulate those, now your subconscious mind is attached to that symbol. And if you use sex energy, and while you're at your climax and you stare at that symbol, that all your energy is going into that. You see what I'm saying? That focus, and it's boom. And then there's a little bit of a ritual after you burn it or whatever and let it go and just stop thinking about it. And now it's in your subconscious mind, and your subconscious mind will do the work for it to bring it forth into existence, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, man, sexual energy, you know, and you don't have to use sexual energy for the sigils. You can use fear. You can use anxiety. You know, it's when you're at your when the emotion is at its highest point, you know, and you just stare at it and you send your energy into it, right? And but yeah, man, sexual energy, like, it's very powerful, right? I mean, seduction, think about how many people have done things, you know, based off that sexual drive. You know what I mean? It's very powerful energy, man. It's very powerful. That's why you hear of these like orgy rituals and conjuring up energy and all this stuff, right? Because it's very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
It's very powerful. I mean, the Egyptians, you know, they talked about semen retention and the ability to control control that, right? And how like when you release that, you're releasing a lot of energy out of your body. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, because that is enough energy to create life. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So abstinence is a good thing because it keeps you, you can be disciplined, and, you know, it keeps your testosterone going. You know what I mean? Because when you release that, you're releasing testosterone, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm sure, like, even with bodybuilders and people who are in competitions, they tell them, like, yo, no sex, right?
Mm-hmm.
Save that testosterone. No, you know, masturbation or anything like that, right? Science to everything in life, man. Never mind what to tell you. There's a science to everything in life. You just got to learn it and study it, right? But, yeah, man, if you listening in, call in. Tell me what you think about that, right? Tell me what you think about it, you know?
What's that number, Digi?
778-782-2573.
And come on, we're bilingual out here.
Then why don't you do it?
Because I am.
said we did. 5, 7, 2, y en español. 7, 7, 8, 7, 8, 2. 2573.
That's right. To all our French and all our Latin speaking listeners, man, you know, tap in. And that, you know, that just, you know, I definitely, we gonna bring an artist here pretty soon by the name of Gold Kid, a real dope Latin artist, you know what I mean? And, you know, he's definitely added on to our cipher, you know, he's got a print shop and, you know, definitely doing a lot of good stuff over there. You know what I mean? And Gold Kid's a good guy. He's a good guy. So shout out to Gold Kid if you're listening, man.
Gold Kid!
You know what I mean? Shout out to Gold Kid, man. And, you know, you can tap into, you know, the CJSF website and go to the One Order and you know, look at the other shows that we've had and all of the great artists that we've gotten to interview. You know, we had MC K Ski. Who I think's in New Jersey right now. Shout out to K Ski. We had Loca Hannes. Shout out to Loca and Diego. Shout out to Junk, who's in Europe doing his thing, touring with the Mob Deep and all these different people. We had Jay Byard, the heavyweight Canadian boxing champion. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Jay Byard. You know, we had DJ D-Rec. You know what I'm saying? D-Rec come in. Shoot, who else we had? I think that's it so far. And we got lots more to come.
Did you see that artist from Toronto there? The MC?
Matter of fact, we had Uza. That's right. We interviewed Uza, dope female Toronto artist.
And Mr. ATL.
And we had my man,
Jay Scott
the illest. You know what I mean? Beats and bucket illest. Hats, baby. Mm. Ooh, maybe we might hear that tonight. Who knows? You know what I mean? That song is crazy, bro. Beats and bucket hats. And, you know, we live on the gram, and we want to say shout out to all y'all tapping in with us on the gram, man. We love y'all. Keep it in 100. Always tapping in with the One Order Squad. You know what I mean? We got lots of great things coming up. We got the Supreme Order album out all on right now on all streaming platforms. But you can also buy that on even.biz, which is the platform that I'm always advocating for the listener and the artist. It's free to sign up. And, you know, you get an opportunity to connect with the artist, man. And that's a beautiful thing because, you know, if you listen to Spotify and Apple and these things, you don't get an opportunity to connect with your fans. You know what I'm saying? As an artist and as a listener, you don't get to have that one-on-one. So, you know, I'm an advocate even.biz because it's like, yo, man, you got the opportunity to really connect with your favorite artist, you know, and that's beautiful. You know, there's so many different levels to what you can do as far as payment wise, you know what I mean? And you know, this is one of those platforms that I see really you know, going places in the future. And yeah, man, so I'll definitely cop that album, right? And we got some more hot videos coming out soon for y'all. There's a lot of dope things, man, One Order's doing, you know what I mean? And you know, we in the process right now of you know, I just got the confirmation that, you know, really, we're gonna have an MC class for the babies, man. You know what I'm saying? And
how did that go?
Oh man, it went real well. You know what I mean? I'll just keep it at that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. MC class?
Yeah, man. And it's more of a mentorship program for the youth. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's what it's all about, right? It's a mentorship program, and you know, we want people to fucking, we want to help the part of self. I just swore there, but, you know, it's all about the youth, man. You know what I mean? It's all about the youth, you know what I mean? And music is a hell of a way to express that, right?
So all about the youths.
Yeah, it's all about the youths, man, you know? So what's going on in the political world, man?
Well, you know, my man's at it again. Day of Liberation! For who? We don't know yet. But, yeah, the Day of Liberation, like I said, let's see, right? Everyone's like, you know, the fear tactic is a great tool, right? And, you know, scaring me, today's reciprocal terror. We're hearing that for like a month now, right? April 2nd. So when the verdict came down, I bet you that free trade agreement might weigh some weight in court because there was no reciprocal tariffs for Canada nor Mexico. The rest of the world got hit, though.
For anybody that doesn't know what a reciprocal tariff is, can you break that down for them?
Well, it's tariffs on, you know, all different type of goods, right? Like, they were talking about, like, you know, Canada's a big,
forestry.
Forestry, yeah, whatever. You know, let's say hockey equipment, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, they're going to put the tariff on theirs, and Americans are big consumers of hockey equipment, right? Mm. So, you know, mom and dad ain't only getting up at 4:30 or 5:30 or whatever, 3:30 probably some spots. They also have to pay more money for, you know, goalie equipment and skates and a lot of different things here. Like, so, yeah, tariffs on, you know, little things, right? They hit with the aluminum, you know, the 25%,
yes,
stuff
that
like
one.
That.
Yes.
Right? And stuff like that. But, you know, for the rest of the world, they put China was the highest at 34%.
On all their goods?
On all their goods. Ouch.
That's huge.
That is huge. That is over 33%. That is over one third. Mm-hmm. And that that can hurt somebody. You know, hopefully it's good for Canada, right? Hopefully you bring your business here, right? And also, like, other countries, I heard, like, the UK, I believe it's 26%, and India and stuff like that. Yeah, but he's hitting everybody. But like I said, you know, like, you can talk big till it's time, right? And obviously there must be pressure somewhere that all that stuff he's talking about, Canada and, you know, your friends are sometimes worse than your enemies, all that chat, right? And, yeah, you know, for now, we didn't get hit with that.
So we still at 25?
For certain goods, right?
Yeah.
You know, but this was going to go on a lot of other goods, right? And he had to realize that, like, that's just destruction for his own campaign and for his party, right? Because I'm sure.
Yeah, people are jumping ship, I heard.
Oh, I'm sure they are, right? A lot of constituents, his constituents, they're not going to be happy when they're broke, right? Mm-hmm. When their money ain't coming in, you know? They're going to have to reevaluate this situation, right? Mm-hmm. And, yeah, so I say, people, you know, don't let that fear get you, right? We got to wait till it's time, right? Until the final verdict comes down, right? You know, because you can assume and, you know, but the fear tactics of the media is just unbelievable, you know? So be vigilant, my
people. Don't be afraid.
Yeah, be vigilant, my people. So, yeah, the rest of the world got hit, and obviously it's going to affect trade in a major way. And let's see how it affects it, right? We might come out of this okay. I have a strong feeling, you know. It might not be as bad. Certain sectors might get hit, but as an overall, I think Canada might be strong. And like this, you know, like the campaigning and stuff like that. And, you know, everybody's saying, yeah, we'll make Canada so this will never happen again. Why did it happen in the first place?
Uh-huh.
Right? Why did it happen in the first place? We've always should be putting our citizens first, I believe, right? And we should be the number one priority, right? But obviously, you know, you got to send it away to get it back in order for it to work. You know what I mean by that, right? Mm-hmm. And a smart person, a wise person will understand what I mean because I don't want to say it out. But you got to read between the lines, right? Now we keep that at home. And hopefully, you know, Canadians can start seeing a couple, you know, cut costs or cost cut. However you like to say it, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
It's very interesting, man. Like, just looking at, you know, for example, a car that would have cost $40,000 now $60,000 because they have to get these parts from other places. I mean, they already get the parts from other places, but with these tariffs, it just makes everything much more expensive. And
yeah, because one part might come back like two times, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're paying that twice on that one part, and then right, they set average $6,000 per vehicle, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what the increase would be. Mm-hmm. We'll see what it is, right? Housing is down. You know, obviously people are probably scared to make any moves, right? Because they really don't know what's going on. But yeah, housing's down and. We'll see. Hopefully we don't go into a depression. I don't believe that will happen. I believe that we will rally and we will get through this, right?
Yeah, only time will tell.
Mm-hmm.
Only time will tell. And, you know, I mean, what's the polls at right now for our election?
I know. They say the Libs are at 46% or something, and I believe the Conservatives are at 38, and they're talking about NDP might not even form like a party, right? And you know, the Greens and stuff, and then the Bloc Québécois, right? But yeah, this is coming down to, it seems like a two-party race at this point, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's funny, right? The polls are saying, you know, the Liberals are at a certain number, and the Conservatives got 5,000 people out in Surrey. 5,000 people came out to support. That's a big number to me.
In Surrey, the Conservatives, you said?
Mm-hmm. Poilievre was out there. Yeah, they said it was 5,000 people.
Conservatives, eh?
Right.
And, in Surrey. That's shocking.
Yeah, and that is pretty shocking, right? That seems to be, Very shocking.
They want their Siri back, bro.
They want their what?
They want Siri back.
They want 88, 82, 79. They want that Siri old Siri back.
Right? They don't like sharing Siri.
Mac jackets and Daytons. They want it back. But yeah, you know, it's crazy. And I seen this thing where Trump's talking about restoring, I believe it's a black museum in Washington, D.C. And he's talking about restoring it with, taking out all the black artifacts and stuff like that and restoring them with, you know, good old colonial heroes, right?
And here I thought you were going to say something positive with that.
Like,
oh my goodness. It's
maybe he's going to give them back to the black people.
What do you mean?
Well, the arts they stole to put in the museum itself. Maybe he'll return them.
That's not what I heard.
What's he going to do with them?
with all those artifacts and stuff?
Yeah.
I don't know. Hopefully he doesn't go to the trash bin and say, oh, right? You know what I mean? I don't know.
What if he said, oh, well, you know what? I'm going to make this place for us, and you guys can have your stuff back. Would that make him a cool guy?
What stuff are we having back?
The art they stole to put in their museums. The artifacts.
I mean, I know where Digi's getting at.
If he gave them back, would he be a jerk still? Because they can have a museum, too.
Yeah, but there's already a museum with the stuff in it.
Hey, all I'm saying is if the man is trying to tear down the museum and make
one. Oh, no, he doesn't want to tear it down. Well, he just wants to
redo it with some white people stuff.
Revamp.
That's totally fine. And when he takes down all the stolen black artifacts and returns them to the black people that they stole them from, I don't think he's a bad guy. Thank you.
To each his own.
Donnie T. What, you don't want him back?
Is he giving it back? I don't know. How does that
work? Well, he didn't. We don't know he's throwing him in the trash.
I never said he was.
You did, actually.
Well, I said
he said hopefully he doesn't.
Yeah, hopefully he doesn't, right? So don't be putting words in my mouth here, right? Poking the bear out here, you know? But yeah, I just wanted to bring that up. But like, yeah, there's a fine line going on out here, man.
You, Donnie, send about those artifacts, man. Send give back the Donnie. Land. Keep the artifacts. Give us back the land. You know what I mean? Give us the land trust.
You got to start somewhere. You know what I mean? Let the man do his
team. Yeah. Next thing you know, you're going to say, you know what? How that hip hop museum? I don't got time to be putting
into that. Bro, you speak up against this guy. He's throwing you in jail, bro. Like, I'm getting, like, you know.
So what are you doing? I'm saying he's a good guy. Give the stuff back, bro.
Oh, my God. Buddy, you got to get off the dills now. You know what I mean? Wow. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, bro. This guy's not, he's not so nice right now.
I'll tell you what, man. If he's saying he's going to get rid of the stuff or take it down or whatever he's saying he's doing, he hasn't said he's throwing it out. He might possibly reach out.
Yeah, you never know, right? He let out all those black people when he was in office last time.
Yo, didn't he get a lot of black people to vote for him, too? Like, the guy, you know, he does his thing. He does his thing.
You know, Trump is kind of one of those guys, you know, you like him, you don't, you know.
Hip-hop likes Donald Trump. I've heard Donald Trump in many tunes.
Buddy, that was the 90s. We in 2025 right now.
Okay, now you see the loyalty changes as it goes, huh?
Oh, man.
Now he's a dick. All right.
This is the guy who, you know, was trying to get six kids hemmed up, you know what I mean? Right?
And, oh, you talking about those kids in Manhattan?
Yeah, in Central Park and stuff like that. Yeah. Right?
You know what I mean? But he said he wasn't a demon. I'm just saying, you know? He wasn't even growing up with Tubbs.
This is the same guy talking about, you know, we'll just ship them to Egypt and Jordan and we'll make a nice, beautiful resort, you know, right here. And you think once those people are left, you think they're going to be coming back?
Didn't Donald Trump have a black woman working for him real close at one time?
He had a black girlfriend, actually, one time.
Yeah, bro, come on, man. Is he that bad?
There's a whole bunch of different shade of browns, too.
Oh, my
my goodness, man.
Donnie T likes to shop in the jungle sometimes.
Look, man. This ain't about no race, bro. This is not about color, man. Like, let's just be real here, man.
Yeah.
Go ask the Italians if this is about color right now. Go ask the, you know what I mean?
Fafangu, what you talking about there?
And South Africans, right? He put a big tariff on them, too, man.
Yeah, he did.
You know, and we know dude been speaking up internationally over there, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, man. It's like, you know, like the people are getting deported left and right. Even my country, right? You know, which is Canada, but now, right? But where I was from, he even called them, the government, and said, yeah, we're
sending. What beautiful place were you from, brother?
Come on, man.
Let the people know.
The most beautiful spot on the planet.
Hold on.
The most beautiful spot.
Hold on.
Dominique ain't seen this, eh? Vincey ain't seen this, eh?
Yo.
Trini ain't seen this, eh?
I believe,
Jamaica ain't seen this, eh?
I don't
Grenada.
Think Grenada's not island the major of spice. Island of the Caribbean. Spice.
Island of Spice.
Spice.
The best spices in the world, okay? Yeah. We have the cure for all. But anyway, yes.
I like it. I like it.
You know, he,
talk about it. Let's go.
He called, right? And they said, you know, the Americans were very diplomatic. They were friendly and stuff. But they said, we'll be sending back some of your citizens to your country. So there is mass deportation going on all over the place, right? I just want to see who's going to be left in America here. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
Right? We're bringing it back to the good old 20s, hey? You know what I mean? Like, you know what's going to be left in America, you know? And
well, maybe they feel America's built now. They don't need nobody.
The naturalization and the birthrights?
What do you mean with people coming here, you mean?
Well, before he was trying to take away, I guess the, what was it, the naturalization law, and the, like if you're born, or the citizenship.
Yeah, the citizenship.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's standing, you know. And like, I mean, you know, this is getting like 1942-ish, really. Like, it's like you have to, so now when you cross the border, okay. Before, you can go down there for, I believe it was 6 months, right?
Yep.
And stuff like that. And then you'd have to come back, whatever, right? Now.
It's like 30 days, right?
Yeah, 30 days. And you have to carry your paper. So let's just say you're at your hotel. You know, you're like, whatever. Yeah, I'm going to run down to the store. The store's across the street. And let's say, you know.
You get pulled over.
Immigration's like, hey, how you doing? So you come from the hotel. You got those papers on you? And let's say you're like, oh, yeah, I got him in my hotel. And buddy doesn't believe you. Now what happens? Are you going to immigration jail? You know what I mean? Like, it's
carry your papers then.
It's out. Come on, man. Come on. We know where this is headed, right? We know this where this is headed.
And, I've carried papers.
And I believe, you know, humanity needs to stand up, right?
I've had to carry papers.
Yeah, that's nice. But this and these papers, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, travel to the States has gone down. Like, who's going to want to go there? When regular citizen just going to the States and let's say you get caught slipping, the next thing you're in an immigration jail for 30 days, right? Hopefully 30 days, right?
Mm.
You know, you got to be calling the embassy. Embassy's got to be fighting for you to get out. Like,
mm-hmm.
What's the hassle, man? Why would you go through that hassle?
Mm-hmm. Right? I'm sure people are pulling out their properties too, right?
They're scared, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Like, before you can go down there for 6 months, cool. You know, you got sun all year round. Now it's like, ooh, you know, your papers. You know what I mean? I'm sure a lot of elderly people, mm-hmm. they'll probably forget the papers here and there. You know what I mean?
Straight man? Up, man.
You know,
up
so.
Up there in Florida.
Yeah, you know, Palm Springs, man. You know?
America's definitely got its, you know, pros and cons. You know, I was telling you yesterday about that video where I watched this cop pulls over this brother in a vehicle, and you know, he got his body cam on, and he's you saw it, right?
Yeah.
He's harassing him, and for you, the listener, you know, if you're watching it, you're like, oh man, it's, you know, it's another brother, he's getting pulled over, you know, this cop's doing his thing, and. You know, guys, like, you know, he's giving him his, you know, the spiel, right? Like, when they pull you over, you're supposed to call your supervisor. You're supposed to call your captain. Like, that's the law for anybody that don't know. And he's like, I don't got to do that. You know what I mean? And then homie lets him know. He's like, I got a weapon, right? He's like, okay, for your safety and my safety, I'm gonna detain you. Da, da, da. He's like, you got a license for this? He's like, yeah. Pulls out his federal agent badge. Homeboy was like, is that fake? That's a fake, right? He's like, oh yeah, that's a fake, right? He's like, I'm doing an undercover sting right now. You know what I mean? You're
on you. No,
I mean, shoot, could have been, right? But either way, it's like, yo. And then he's like, yeah, I'm gonna call your sergeant. We're gonna go to your supervisor. He's like, no, bro, don't do that, please. You know what I mean? And it's just like, yeah, man, like, you know, you have a duty to serve the people, man. Like, you know, when it comes down to it, it's like, how many people are out there are just, you know, abusing that power? It's like, you just roll up on a brother because he's just parked there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he had locks too, right?
You know what I'm saying?
Man, yeah.
Right? Like, mm-hmm. Oh, you just pull up on him and you just, and it's just like, man, just abusing the power.